就最平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
那么这是一个很特别的时候。
This is a special time.
那么大家都要庆祝圣诞节。
That we've celebrated Christmas.
我们知道耶稣基督不是这个日子降生的。
We know that Christ wasn't born on that day.
但是我们却借这个机会要把福音传出去。
But we take the opportunity to share the gospel.
那么马上中国新年又到了。
And then we have the Chinese New Year who is approaching.
所以这里面所给我们看见的是我们的救恩，也看见我们的新的开始。
We see our salvation as well as our new beginning.
美国是一个基督教的国家。
America is a Christian country.
但是美国不是一个基督化的国家。
But America is not a Christianized nation.
因为基督教跟基督化是不一样的。
To be a Christian and to be Christianized is different.
因为基督教只是个宗教的名词，但基督化这个生命的意义。
Christian means in terms of the religion to be Christianity, but to Christianize is referring to life.
其实美国人最不知道的是，到底耶稣基督是谁。
And that is that this nation does not know who Christ is.
甚至基督徒很多时候也不知道耶稣基督是谁。
Even oftentimes Christians do not know who Christ is.
那么在圣经当中，我们看见了马太福音的作者。
So in the Bible, we see the author of Matthew.
那马太福音的作者他到底想要讲什么？
So what is the author of Matthew trying to convey to us?
那么我们知道马太福音的作者其实他写下马太福音的时候，他是想跟当时候的犹太人讲说，耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
And the author of Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, wanted to convey to the Jews of that time that Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
因为他们还在等另外一个弥赛亚来到。
Because they're still waiting for the other Messiah.
但是当时候的环境，犹太人是很反对这件事情。
So the Jews of the time was vehemently opposed to this.
所以马太福音的作者把耶稣就是谁这样的信息隐藏在他的整本的福音书的里面。
So the author of Matthew hidden this message of who Christ is in his entire gospel.
但是马太福音的作者却把这样的信息藏在耶稣基督降生的里面。
And but he hidden this truth within his birth.
那藏在耶稣的宣告的里面。
And within his ministry.
藏在耶稣教导的里面。
And within his teachings.
藏在耶稣的受死的里面。
And within his death.
藏在耶稣基督的复活的里面。
And within his resurrection.
你说有吗？
Is it there?
有，所以我们要慢慢来看。
Yes, it's all there. That's why we need to study this.
你看耶稣基督的降生。
When you look at his birth.
圣经四卷福音书里面就两卷福音书讲到耶稣基督的降生。
Within the four gospels, there are only two gospels that talked about his birth.
一个是犹太人写的，一个是外邦人写的。
One is written by a Jew and the other one by a Gentile.
圣经有没有外邦人有没有写圣经？
Did the Gentiles write in the Bible?
有还是没有？
Yes or no?
应该是有哈。路加就是外邦人嘛。
So Luke is a Gentile.
所以你发现这两个人讲耶稣降生的时候，哎，他们写法不太一样。
So when you look at his Jesus' birth, you see that these two authors written it very differently.
你看路加福音外邦人讲耶稣降生的时候，他所用的例子都是犹太人。
And when the Gentiles talk about his birth, the example they use are referring to the Jews.
天使向牧羊人显现。
And the angels appear to the shepherd.
我想他们是犹太人。
I think they're all Jews.
那么耶稣母亲带着耶稣进到圣殿的时候，西面跟亚拿是犹太人。
And then when she went into Jesus' mother went into the temple, and there were all Jews there too.
他一个信息很简单，因为这个救恩是关乎万民的。
And the salvation is very interesting. It refers to all people. It's for all people.
无论是天使的宣告还是西面的宣告，都说这是关乎万民的。
Whether it's the proclamation of the angels or the proclamation of Simeon, they're all referring to all people.
有没有这样写？
Was it written so?
路加福音第二章是不是这样写的？
Was it written so in Luke chapter 2?
耶稣天使怎么宣告的？
How did the angels proclaim? What was their proclamation?
在第二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎什么？” 万民的。
But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will for all people.
那么西面这个公义的人, 那么圣灵启示他的时候, 在31节怎么说?
So what did Simeon speak to when the Holy Spirit revealed unto him?
他说, 就是你在万民面前所预备的, 有没有?
In 31, he says, which you prepare in sight of all people.
所以一个外邦人在
So when a Gentile, when God revealed unto him the gospel, and when he written it down, it's for all people. How did the author Matthew, when he refers to the salvation, what did he write down?
那马太福音的第二章就说, 有三个东方的博士来, 有没有?
He written that there were three wise men from the east.
没有啦,
no.
只有说几个博士从东方来,
he says that there were several.
那么为什么他会讲我们都会说三个呢?
Why do we always refer to as three?
因为有三个礼物.
Because there were three presents.
是不是? 请问这三个礼物是什么?
Do you know what these three presents were?
黄金,
gold.
乳香,
myrrh,
and that's 墨药,
frankincense,
yeah, 墨药,
myrrh.
所以给了三个东西,
so they gave three items.
那他说这些人是东方的博士,
and they said that these are wise men from the east.
那为什么会说他们是智慧人是博士呢?
Why were they wise?
因为他知道耶稣基督是谁,
because they know who Jesus Christ was.
但是你们犹太人却不知道耶稣就是谁。
But the Jews did not know who Jesus was.
那为什么会说他们是聪明的人呢?
And why did they refer to them as wise?
因为从他们礼物里面我们知道他们认识耶稣基督是谁。
From their present we can tell that they understood who Jesus was.
他给了他黄金。
They gave him gold.
黄金所预表是什么呢?
What does gold represent?
耶稣基督乃是个君王。
For Jesus is a king.
那墨药所给的是什么呢?
And what is myrrh?
那墨药所说耶稣基督必须受死。
And myrrh represents that he must die.
那乳香又是什么?
And then what is frankincense?
你们认为乳香是什么?
What do you think frankincense is?
你知道我以前当教授喜欢问人家事情。
So when I was a professor, I like to ask questions.
你觉得那个乳香为什么给乳香？有些人讲说，因为耶稣基督准备逃到埃及，所以路上太阳晒的时候可以怎么样？有的说就是医治啊，所以耶稣来施工里面医治。So
they said that when Jesus was to escape to Egypt, so on the way, if he gets sick, then it's used to heal him.
但是我认为，那因为乳香所代表是耶稣基督是神。
I think it represents that Jesus is God. And how can you say that this represents that Jesus is God? Let's turn to several places in the Bible. Let's turn to Leviticus.
第一章,
chapter 1.
第二章,
chapter 2.
第二章里面讲是讲到数祭的事情。
Chapter 2 speaks of the offering, the grain offering.
那么献数祭的时候是要这样献的。
And when you're offering the grain offering, this is what you're supposed to do.
第一节、第二节这样说。
Verse 1 and 2.
那若有人献数祭为供物给耶和华，要用细面加上油，加上乳香，带到亚伦子孙做祭祀那里。祭司要从细面中取出一把来，并取出 取鲜油和所有乳香，然后要把所取的这些做纪念，烧在坛上，是献以耶和华为馨香的火祭。When
someone brings a grain offering into the Lord, his offering is to be of fine flour. He is to pour oil on it, put incense on it, and take it to Aaron's sons, be priest. The priest shall take a handful of fine flour oil together with all incense and burn this as a memorial portion on the altar, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
这个大家都很熟嘛，献祭很熟。
I think everyone's very familiar with offering.
那就是说，你拿一些面粉到祭司那里去，对不对？
So it speaks that you take this fine flour to God, to the priest.
一法差不多两个 quart， 你买那个牛奶，紫牛奶，那个叫一法。
And so when you take a handful of fine flour to roughly about a quart.
这叫依法的意思，那你要取得一些油去，对不对？
And this is an ephod, and then you take some oil.
你要取得乳香去，对不对？
And then you take incense.
那么这个祭司要献的时候，是拿了一把的面粉，也就是说你拿一大堆当中，他不是全部献祭的，他只拿一把出来。
And so when he makes an offering, he doesn't take the entire portion, he takes a handful.
然后取一点的油，也就是说你拿一罐油，他倒一点点出来。
And then he takes a portion of the oil.
那说其他做什么？
And what does he do with the rest?
祭司拥有那些其他剩下来的。
And the priest basically takes it for himself.
但是乳香呢？
But what about incense?
他不能留。 要全部怎么样?
He cannot keep any portion of it. He must offer the entirety.
要全部烧上。
The entire portion must be burnt.
这个明白吗?
Do you understand?
不明白再往下看一下。
If not, let us continue onward.
我们再看第16节。
Verse 16.
这是讲到出手的，献出手的东西。
And this is referring to the memorial portion.
第16节就说, 祭司要把 其中做纪念的，就是一些而已，炸的猴碎子和一些油，并所有的乳香都焚烧向耶和华献的火祭。
The priest shall burn the memorial portion of the crushed grain and the oil together with all incenses and offering made to the Lord by fire.
所有的乳香都要献上去。
All of the incense must be offered.
为什么?
Why is it so?
因为乳香是属神的。
Because incense belongs to God.
所以你献祭的时候，你献这个乳香，那个祭司是不能承受的。
So when you make an offering and this pour the incense, something that a priest cannot keep for himself.
这样清楚没有?
Is it clear?
所以这乳香献给耶稣基督，它里面所隐含的意思是耶稣基督是神道成肉身的。
So the hidden meaning of this incense is that Jesus is the Word that became flesh.
我这样有没有讲清楚?
Am I clear on this?
也就是说，耶稣基督这个是神道成肉身来到地上为我们死，然后从死里复活得胜，成为弥赛亚的君王。
And so this refers that he was to the Word that became flesh and came to earth, and then to die for our sins, and then he was to be the King, the Messiah.
所以马太福音的作者他在讲耶稣就降生的时候，他就隐藏在这个里面。
So the author Matthew hidden this within his birth.
那么他在说，耶稣基督也有这样的宣告。
And he also says that Jesus also had this kind of proclamation. So what kind of proclamation does Jesus have?
你看马太福音的第12章,
if you look Matthew chapter 12.
我是要问你们，所以你们就注意,
so I'm asking questions, so you should take notice.
可能你没有听过,
perhaps you never heard it, haven't heard this before, but I want to share with you.
马太福音的作者借着马太福音的12章做了一些很特殊的宣告。
So the author made some very special proclamations in chapter 12 of Matthew.
第六节,
verse 6.
他说我告诉你们在这里有一个人比殿更大。
He says, I tell you that one greater than the temple is here.
那么到了42节。
In verse 42.
或是说, 更前面一点的, 41节,
or 41.
好,他说, 当审判的时候, 尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪, 因为尼尼人听了约拿所传的, 就悔改了, 看啊, 这里有一人比约拿更大。
The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they represent the preaching, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now one greater than Jonah is here.
然后我们再看42节,
42.
当审判的时候，南方的女王要起来定这世代的罪, 因为她从地极而来，要听所罗门的智慧话，看来在这里有一人比所罗门更大。
The queen of the south will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom, and now one greater than Solomon is here.
我就问你，马太福音的十二章突然，耶稣就讲说，这里有一人比殿更大，这里一人有比约拿更大，这里有一个人比什么所罗门更大，那么这一个人是谁呢？
So here in chapter 12, he says that there is one here who is greater than a temple, one greater than Jonah, one greater than Solomon. Then who is this individual?
你认为那是谁?
Who do you think this individual is?
耶稣?
It's Jesus.
不过你觉得他这个宣告不是太好，对不对?
But perhaps this proclamation isn't very good.
你要讲先知最大的是谁?
Who is the greatest prophet?
应该讲说这里有一人比以利亚更大。
There should be one who is greater than Elijah here.
啊，像君王说这里有一人比大卫更大。
Or refer to the king, there's one greater than David.
是不是应该这样说比较好？
Is that is that better?
因为耶稣基督也说过这样的话嘛。
Because Jesus have also said this before.
那马太福音的作者为什么要说这里有一个人比约拿更大？没有说以利亚，没有说这里有一个人比大卫更大，他却说比所罗门更大。为什么他这样说？
Why did Jesus not refer to himself as greater than David or Elijah, but referring to Jonah and Solomon?
到底马太想在这里表达出耶稣基督到底是怎样的一个？
So what is Matthew trying to convey here when he refers to Jesus?
那到底耶稣就是谁？
Who is Jesus?
其实他在讲一件事，我们继续来思想，为什么要讲约拿呢？
And why is he speaking of Jonah?
我请问你，约拿这个先知是怎么样一个先知？
So Jonah, this prophet, who is he?
所有的先知只有约拿到国外传福音，你懂我意思吗？
There, out of all the prophets, there's only one who went outside of the Israel nation to preach the gospel.
他是 international missionary， 是国家的，
yeah.
是个国际型的先知。
He's an international missionary.
他是个先知，但是他是国际的，他不是只有 domestic， 不是只有以色列人、犹太人的先知而已。
He's a prophet. He's not just for the Israelites, but he's for the Gentiles.
那么为什么讲所罗门呢？
Then why is he referred to Solomon?
只有所罗门有外邦示巴女王从别的州来到这里去敬拜，来朝见他。
Only Solomon is the only king where a foreign king came over, a queen came over to.
所以他是 global king， 不是。Jewish king， 哈、
huh? so ，
你知道他是一个全球性的王，他不是一个单单只是犹太人的王而已。
He is a king that's well known throughout the world at that time, not just the Israelites.
那是对一个马太福音的作者来讲，他很难去跟他的同胞讲说，耶稣基督不是只有我们的，耶稣基督属于全地的，他很难讲这个东西。
It's very difficult for him to say that Jesus is not just ours, but it's for all people.
所以他把他这个耶稣就是谁的信息就隐藏在整个圣经的里面，在耶稣的宣告里面，说耶稣基督事实上是为万民的，耶稣基督是全地的主。
So he hid this truth in his words and saying that Jesus is for all people, and that is why he said these things here.
那么他说耶稣基督来的时候，耶稣基督比所罗门更大，这个君王更大哈啊，比这些这个先知。更大的到底是怎么个大法？
So when he also says that he's greater than Solomon, greater than Jonah, how is he greater than what does he mean by that?
其实耶稣基督是比所罗门更大的全球君王，他却成了奴仆的形象。
He is a king who's greater than Solomon, but yet he took on the form of a servant.
耶稣基督是比约拿更大的先知。
He's a prophet that's greater than Jonah, but
但是耶稣基督是先知所传的信息的本身。
But he is the message. He is the true message that all prophet speaks of.
耶稣基督他是比殿更大，他是个大祭司，可是他也同时是那个赎罪祭的羔羊。
He is greater than the temple and the high priest, but at the same time he is also the lamb that is to be offered.
所以弟兄姊妹，假如我们没有把这样的观念弄清楚，我们很难看得懂马太福音。我们查就是一点点，我们查不出马太福音的整个没落到底是什么。
If we don't understand these concepts, then it's very hard for us to study the book of Matthew and to understand what is he truly trying to convey to us.
所以当耶稣就在教导他的门徒的时候
，So when he's calling his disciple，
那么在马太福音的16章，他怎么样来教他的门徒呢
？In chapter 16, how did he call his disciples？
他教导他们的时候。他问他们一件事情，你们说我是谁？
When he was sharing with them, teaching them, he asked them, who do you say I am?
那么这一段圣经，马太、马可、路加都讲了。
And this portion was also in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and so forth.
但是我们来看见，在马太福音的作者的当中，他在写马太福音的时候，他有他一贯性在里面。
When he was writing the book of Matthew, there's one part.There's a consistency here.
那么你发现他在讲他的出生的时候，人家给他礼物说他是他人家送是给他乳香啊，人家给他没药啊，人家给他黄金，对不对
？And when he was born, they gave him incense, myrrh, and gold.
那我们就看见这里面其实隐藏在对的耶对门徒教导的里面。
And here there's also a teaching for the disciples.
因为西门彼得这样回答他。
Because this is how Simon Peter answered.
十六节。
Verse 16.
西门彼得回答他说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
He says, "You're Christ, the Son of the Living God."
他是神的儿子，请问，在这个礼物当中是哪一个与他对应？
He is the Son of God. Within his presence, which one represents that?
乳香，对啊，弟兄，对了。
Incense, yes.
因为他是神。
For he is God.
然后第二十一节。
Verse 21.
然后从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
And from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that to be killed and on the day to be raised to be raised alive.
讲到他的被杀，请问这是哪一个礼物？
When we speak of his death, he must be killed. Which gift represents this?
Yeah, 墨药。
It's myrrh.
所以你们程度不错的。
So you're pretty good.
很快就吸收了。
And then you absorb all this.
那我们再看这样二十八节。
And we'll look at verse 28.
二十七、二十八、二十七、
27。
到人只要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时他要照个人行为报应个人。我实在告诉你们，站在你们这里，没有人尝到死味以前，必看见人子降临在他国里。
For the Son of Man is going to come. For the Son of Man is going to come to his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before the Son of Man is coming in his kingdom.
所以在他的国里这个地方所讲的耶稣基督是什么？是讲说这是哪一个礼物？哎，黄金。
So in his kingdom it's referred to that when Jesus comes he will be the king and this is represented by gold.
你们马太福音快要通了。
And I think you guys all know Matthew very well now.
你看从耶稣基督降生，耶稣基督宣告，耶稣基督教导，一直到耶稣基督受死。
From his birth, from his mission, from his teachings and from his death.
那耶稣基督受死的时候，我们看一下马太福音的第二十六章。
If you look at his chapter 26 of Matthew.
那么他怎么跟大祭司讲
？How did he what did he say to the high priest?
第六十三节开始。
63.
你看，耶稣却不言语。大祭司对他说：“我指的永生神叫你起誓，告诉我们你是神的儿子，基督不是。”
But Jesus remained silent. The high priest told him, I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you're the Christ, the Son of God.
耶稣对他们说，你说的是，然后我告诉你们，后来你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。
Yes, it is as you say, Jesus replied, but I say to all of you, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of God and the Mighty One coming in the clouds of heaven.
27章第一节。
27 verse 1.
到了早晨，众祭司和民间的长老大家商议要治死耶稣。
Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people came to the decision to put Jesus to death.
所以你看到这三个礼物在这里出现了没有？
Do you see the three presents here appear again?
是不是又有了？
Do you see the gifts here again?
还是你们还没有看到？
Or maybe perhaps you haven't seen it.
我给你几秒钟去看一下。
I give you a couple of seconds to take another look.
他说你是基督，神的儿子，基督是不是？那是什么样
？And he says, "Are you Christ, the Son of God?"
那是不是乳香呢
？Is that incense?
他说你看见我德国降临，我在荣耀中降临的时候，讲到他的君王，所以他们怎么样？说要把他们治死，那又什么？又是墨药了。
He says, "I'm coming on the clouds of heaven, and so he will be the king." And at the end, they decided to put him to death.So that's myrrh.
所以你会看见这三件事情，整个马太福音在传讲界，那个弥赛亚是神道成肉身来到地上的，为我们罪来死，德国要成为永远的王，这是他的信息。
And so he is to the Messiah, he is to be the Messiah to die, but he is to come and to be the king of all of the kingdom, and that is the gospel.
所以甚至到了第二十八章的时候
，And even in chapter 28,
这时候耶稣就宣告了
，And here Jesus proclaimed.
第十七节，二十八章十七节。
Verse 17。
耶稣见他们见了耶稣就拜他，然后还有人疑惑。耶稣近前对他们说：“天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了，有没有
？”When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
那时候的耶稣已经经过死亡。
At that time, Jesus already passed through death.
耶稣基督胜过死亡，全从死里复活。
He has already overcome death and to.
所有的权柄都在他的手中。
And for all authority is now in his hand.
他从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
When he was resurrected, he demonstrated that he is the Son of God.
耶稣基督就是那个弥赛亚。
And then Jesus is the Messiah.
那就是马太福音，他在这里做了一个总结。
And that is a conclusion, a summary that Matthew made here.
所以到底耶稣基督是谁呢？
But so therefore, who is Jesus?
就是马太福音的作者就告诉我们说，耶稣基督就是那个弥赛亚。
And the author Matthew tells us that Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
但问题就转回来了，那这跟我有什么关系？
So the question comes around and says, so what does that mean to me?
所以马太福音第十六章就告诉我们说，耶稣基督是弥赛亚这件事情跟我们有什么关系？
And chapter 16 speaks of how this relates to us.
好，我们来看马太福音的第16章的第15节。
Let us take a look at 16 verse 15.
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
But what about you? He asked, who do you say I am?
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Simon Peter answered, you are Christ, the Son of the living God.
那耶稣基督对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血气的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
And Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven.
然后到21节
And verse 21.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed on the third day to be raised to life.
24节才说，于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
然后第27节才说，人只要在他的父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
27. For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done.
你知道基督徒生命的旅程的三个步骤。
The three steps of a Christian's journey in life.
那么第一个你必须知道耶稣基督是谁。
The first step is you must recognize who Jesus Christ is.
并且知道他的事工是什么。
And you must recognize what he has accomplished.
你才有可能背十字架跟随主。
Only then will you be willing to bear the cross and follow him.
那么当你愿意真的诚实愿意背十字架跟随主了以后，
After you've been willing to bear the cross and follow him,
你将来才会与神一起得荣耀。
Only then will you receive glory with him in the future.
我再讲一次。
Let me rephrase again.
你必须知道耶稣基督是谁。
You must recognize who Jesus Christ is.
但他所做的事工是什么？
And what he has accomplished.
我讲这个知道不是你头脑知道。
And when I say you must know, it's not to know it in our heads.
而是从你生命中真正的知道，真正明白，真正的委身的那种知道。
But to truly comprehend and understand in life and to be able to live out this understanding.
假如没有这样的知道的话，你是不可能背十字架跟随主。
If you don't have this kind of true understanding, you will not bear the cross and follow our Lord.
你知道教会当中有很多基督徒。
Within the church, there are many Christians.
但背十字架基督徒不是太多。
But there are not many Christians willing to bear the cross.
啊，有时候我们对背十字架都有些误解。
Sometimes we even misunderstand what it means to bear the cross.
啊，家里啊，回家以后夫妻常吵说，哇，背十字架，背十字架哈。
When we go home and the husband and wife are fighting, and we call that as bearing the cross.
啊，那个不是十字架，那是因为畏罪受苦啊。
And that is not bearing the cross, but that's suffering because of sin.
啊，也是背十字架了。
But perhaps it is some of it is also bearing the cross.
你背的是那个强盗的十字架。
But you're bearing the cross of one of the robbers.
你背的不是耶稣基督十字架。
But you're not bearing the cross of our Lord.
我们这里讲说背十字架跟从我是讲背耶稣基督十字架。
When we're referring to bearing the cross and follow him, it's referring to bearing his cross.
啊，因为爱的原因，我们背的十字架。
And for the sake of love, we bear the cross.
那么假如你没有背十字架，你不可以基督徒受苦，当然将来不可能与基督一同得荣耀。
If you don't suffer with him, then in the eternity you will not be rewarded and glory for him.
你知道我们对救恩论的看法有时候有一点点不是很清楚。
Sometimes we have a bit misunderstanding towards our salvation, to the salvation.
啊，我们总是觉得说我们接受耶稣基督以后啊，我们有盼望将来上天堂。
And we after we receive him, we hope to be in heaven one day.
所以整个目标都是要上天堂。
And the whole purpose of us is to go to heaven.
那么这个不是全部的救恩，这是只是一部分而已。
This is not salvation in its entirety, but only a portion of it.
因为耶稣基督的救恩是全人的救恩。
Because his salvation is to save your entire person.
耶稣基督不但是救你的灵魂,
he does not only save your spirit, but he is also to save your life. He is also to save your body. And, but his body is the last portion to be completed.
那么按照我们现在用罗马书的术语来说，比较简单来说，我们基督徒不单单是因信称义。
If we use the words of Romans, we not only are justified by faith.
那个是我们信耶稣的时候，刹那之间。 靠着耶稣的恩典，那已经成全了。And
it is when we come to trust Him that it, that moment that has been completed. It's been complete.
但是在我们每天的生活里面,
but in our daily lives,
我们乃是靠着圣灵,
by the Holy Spirit, we overcome and we are victorious.
我们每天都靠着圣灵, 我们在那里致死老我, 我们越来越像耶稣基督。
And every single day, we put our old self to death and we imitate Christ.
耶稣基督不算是拯救我们灵魂, 耶稣就拯救我们每天的生活。
Not only does He save our soul, but He saves our life, on a daily basis.
等到有一天耶稣基督再来的时候,
until one day when He comes.
马太福音的第八章就告诉我们,
and then Matthew chapter 8 tells us.
我们来看马太福音的第八章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 8.
我们看一下23节，23节说，不但如此，就是我们自有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得儿子名分，乃是我们身体得赎。第八章，罗马书，对，罗马书第八章。 第八章第23节。
Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruit of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
所以耶稣就是救赎，不是只有救赎灵魂，耶稣就救赎，还整个的完全，乃是有一天耶稣就再来的，像哥林多前书15章所说的，我要告诉你个奥秘，不是我们都要死亡，乃是我们都要改变。
And so his salvation is not to just to save our soul, but to save ourselves entirely, as he speaks of in 1 Corinthians, that you know, I tell you a mystery, that not many of us will suffer death.
也就是说，耶稣基督对我们的救恩是全人的救恩。
In other words, his salvation for us is to save us completely.
不但是我们灵魂的得救。
Not only the salvation of our soul.
将来我们的身体都要得赎,
but our body will also be redeemed in the future.
是完全的救恩,
it is a complete salvation.
我这样讲,
I don't know if you're clear on this.
所以耶稣基督是我们因信称义救拔了我们，今天救我们，将来还要救我们。
So our just to be justified by our faith, we're saved today, but in the future he will also continue to save. He will save us again.
所以我们现在正在上帝的救恩的整个过程里面，虽然我们已经怎么样，已经得救了。
We're still in this process of salvation, although we have already been saved, but we're still within this process.
我们还没有完全在基督救恩里面，还没有这救恩还没有完全，因为我们现在正照罗马书所说的，我们等候神的众子显现，乃是我们身体得赎。
And so our salvation is not complete in a sense that, as Romans 8 says, that we're still eagerly waiting for adoption as sons so that the redemption of our bodies may be complete.
所以耶稣基督的救赎的功,
so you must understand his work of salvation.
但是耶稣基督没有告诉人家他救赎的工作是什么。
But Jesus never told anyone what the work of his salvation was.
直到彼得说, 你是基督是永生神的儿子以后,
only until Peter says that you are Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
21节从此
21
马太福音第16章21节从此 from that time 那个希腊文里面 apotote 从那时候开始他才开始讲。
So it's just, in the Greek, it's just apotote. It's from that point on, then he starts to speak.
也就是说，在这个以前，耶稣不告诉你
So it's prior to this point that Jesus never told what he meant by that. Jesus doesn't know at what time it's what's the point of talking about salvation.
So
if you don't know who he was or what the meaning of his word is, then there's no point in talking about salvation. Only until you understood that he is the Son of the living God. And that he is the Messiah in God's eternal plan. Until you recognize these things, you will not understand what the meaning of salvation is. And nor will you understand the significance of his death.
So we from this verse 16, Simon Peter says,
and Simon Peter answered, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." We need to consider this.
永生神的儿子应该在什么地方?
Where should the Son of the living God be?
假如是神应该在哪里?
If you're God, where is God?
Yeah, 应该有姊妹比较天。对啊，他为什么会到人间呢?
So he should be in heaven, but why is he here?
假如你不懂这东西呢? 你大概就不知道耶稣基督的救恩里面的意思是什么了。
If you don't understand this, then you perhaps you don't understand the meaning of his salvation.
一个永生的神进到人类的历史的里面, 这彰显了上帝降卑的爱。
And eternal God came into the man's history, and this really demonstrated the love, his perfect love for us.
我们比较难了解
We perhaps it's hard for us to understand the word for the word to become flesh, this concept. Perhaps sometimes we may not fully grasp the complete meaning of this that the word became flesh, that this whole concept. Because perhaps we don't feel it's there's nothing wrong with being a person. Maybe let me give you an example to help you understand this. We know that Americans love dogs. And they also love horses. And I drove through some suburban area or some rural area, I see horses, having clothes on or jackets. And when we look around in our surrounding, we see dogs with their little outfits on there. And they're almost going to put on shoes. And they love these their pets so much.
啊,那狗抓来就亲啊,亲啊,亲啊,
and then they kiss the dogs, and I feel it's kind of could be a little dirty.
那你这样讲说,哇,
but they truly love their dogs.
那么他就告诉说, yeah, I love her to death. 我把爱死了哈。 那你说你怎么爱你的狗的, 对不对?
So if you love your dog to such extent,
那么你要不要变成一只狗?
Do you want to be a dog?
Oh, why you insult me? 他就说你为什么羞辱我呢? 怎么叫我变成一只狗呢?
So, yeah, that's such an insult. How could you, why would you want to be a dog?
你说不是很爱狗吗?
But you said, well, you love your dog very much.
I just love her to death. 爱到可以死哈。 但是为什么叫你变成狗,你不要变成狗?
Then why do you not want to be a dog?
你看,他不愿变成狗了。
The owner doesn't want to be a dog. But God loves man that he became a man.
你会说那变成人有什么不好?
And then you say, well, what's wrong with being a man?
狗说变成狗有什么不好?
And the dog may say, what's wrong with being a dog?
我在这问你个问题也很简单的, 到底神跟人的差距大呢? 还是人跟狗的差距大?
So let me ask you a simple question. Is the difference between man and dog greater than the difference between man and God?
啊,你来告诉我。
Can you answer that question? Which one's bigger?
你们都不讲话了。既然是神比人的差距大, 人跟狗差距其实也不是太大, 对不对?
If God is so different from us, but we're not so far off from a dog.
有时候人不如狗了。
But sometimes man couldn't even live up to the loyalty of a dog.
所以法国总统苏阿诺曾经讲过一句这么话。
So the president of France once said this.
他说我越观察,
The more I observe, the more I love dogs.
啊,你看见狗是不会背叛的。
The dogs are so loyal.
啊,人都在背叛。
Men are not so, they betray sometimes. They're not too loyal.
I think most of the time.
Okay.
你可以发现一件很有意思的事情，神爱世人。你可以发现神的儿子道成了他地上，在人间跟你讲说你是基督是永生儿子的时候，这边彰显出一个上帝舍己那种爱已经存在里面了。
So when God became man, so because He loved man, and here it's just that He is the Son of the Living God, it represents this this perfect and complete love that's.
在我们还做罪人的时候，神就为我们死了这个事实。
Even while we were sinners, He died for us, and this truth sometimes it truly touches us. Philip Yance is an author.
那么他写了很多书,
he wrote many books.
那他曾经讲出一个他的家世的身世出来,
once he spoke of his background, his family.
那么他说他事实上他很小时候, 他到现在都对他父亲的印象都不是很深。
He didn't know his father very well.
其实他在很小时候，九个月、十个月的时候，父亲就过世了。When
he was 9 or 10 months old, his father passed on.
但是他说有一次，他回到马丘塞的样子去看他妈妈。So
once when he went to Massachusetts to visit his mother.
那么他妈妈很忙啊，在煮饭呢。So
his mother was cooking, was busy.
啊，就说哎，你等下再来，我做好再来，你去吧，要做什么都可以，你不要再厨房烦我哈。So
she says, you know, go do whatever you need to do, just let me finish cooking.
啊，他很无聊。And
so he was a bit bored.
他就到妈妈房间里面把那个旧相本给拿出来。So
he went to his mother's room and took out the old albums.
你知道以前的旧相本都是那个黄黄的胶粘在上面的。You
know that the old photo albums had the yellow the glue on them.
那么很多时候的时间久了全部散了。
And over time, the glue will fall off.
那果然，他把这个照相本从妈妈房间抱到客厅要看的时候，结果一不小心呢，这个散散的这个照片呢，就撒了满地都是。
And when he was taking the album to the living room to look at it, when he wasn't careful, the whole album fell apart and the photos were on the floor.
啊，他就蹲下来就开始捡。
And then he knelt down to pick up the photos.
那他捡的时候就一边捡就一边看。
And when as he picked up each individual photo, he looked.
然后他看到有张照片皱皱的。
And he saw a photo that was very wrinkled.
啊，一个好丑的孩子。
And there's a kind of an ugly baby.
坐在那里。
That was sitting there.
连照相的时候都不会对着镜头看的。
And when I didn't even look at the camera when he was.
啊，没有头发。
No hair.
啊，好丑哦。
And it was kind of ugly baby.
他说怎么会这么丑的孩子？
And he says, what kind of ugly baby is this?
他就把翻过来背面一看。
And he turns it over.
菲律宾燕子八个月。
And so Philippians is 8 months old.
哦，但是我有这么丑。
He says I'm such an ugly baby.
他就把它摆在一边。
And he puts it place aside.
把东西收好以后，妈妈煮完饭就出来了。
And he collects things, and after his mother cooked, she came out.
他第一句话讲说，妈，这张丢掉。And
he says, Mom, just throw this one away.
你常常把照片给人家看，那你我哪有这么丑啊？
And he says, you don't show them this picture. I'm not this ugly.
那妈给他讲说，妈妈把那照片一看到，我们就抢过来了。
And so she took over the picture.
她其他都可以丢掉，这张不能丢。
And he says you could throw out every other picture, but not this one.
她说为什么？
And he says why?
妈妈说，我给你讲个故事。
And mother says, let me tell you a story.
她说你在小的时候，八超过九个月的时候，你父亲呢得了一叫做 spinal polio， 就是脊椎性的小麻痹。
So when you're ninth month old, your father suffered polio.
那么这是属于脊椎性的，就是说他不能自己呼吸。
And so it's a spinal polio, so he couldn't breathe by himself.
他必须被放在铁肺里面呼吸。
He must the only way he can breathe is in an iron lung.
那么是个传染病。
And so it's contagious.
那时候疫苗还没有出来。
And so at that time you don't have a vaccination for it.
所以所有的亲人不太来看他。
So the relatives did not come to visit.
他母亲也不敢一直坐在旁边。
And the mother was afraid to sit there to sit by him too long.
就坐在门口。
So she stood outside the door.
然后是摆个镜子摆在他床的前面。
And so she placed a mirror in front of his bed.
所以他只要看到那个镜子里面他的动作，就需要帮忙，他就赶快继续帮他的忙。
And then she saw that there's movement in the mirror, then she knows he needs help, and then she goes in.
那有一天他父亲这个 motion 的很厉害。
And one day his father was moving very wildly.
他赶快进去说，他说你要什么？
And then the mother went in and said, "What do you want?"
他说我想 Philip.
And he says, "I miss Philip."
妈说好。
And she says, "Okay."
所以他就回家呢，找了一个他前个月所照的照片呢， 就拿来给他父亲。
So she went home and took a photo that they just took the month before of Philip.
爸爸在铁箱子里面。
So the father was in an iron lung.
那根本就也拿不到。
And she couldn't hold the photo.
那是找到了一个地方呢，有点小缝的。
And so she found a little place where there's a gap.
所以他就塞进去。
So she put the photo in.
那父亲从那边用无力的手就慢慢拉。
And then so the father using his weak hands and grab hold of the photo. And so he pulled a long time before he could get the photo in.
后来父亲过世了。
And then later on the father passed away.
这个照片就放在他的胸口。
And then this photo was left on his chest.
因为他父亲想念他。
Because his father misses him.
所以菲利比彦子就讲了这么一句话。
So Philip Yen said this.
他说到那个时刻我才明白父神的爱是什么。
He said, only then do I understand the love of the Father, the Heavenly Father.
在我还做罪人不认识他的时候，他已经认识了我。
Even while I was a sinner, that He has already loved me.
除非我们了解上帝的爱是怎样的长阔高深。
Only then can we understand how great and broad and wide and that His love is.
我们就不会晓得耶稣就是受死的意义到底是什么。
When we understand that, will we understand the meaning of His suffering.
当我们了解耶稣就是神的时候， 耶稣基督才讲说，我去要受长老、祭司、文士许多苦，被杀。Only
when we understood who Jesus was, then he said that I will go and suffer under the hands of the elders and the high priest.
我们才会了解上帝那个舍己的爱是什么意思。Only
then will we understand the meaning of his self-sacrificing love.
我们必须了解耶稣基督的爱是一个大爱，是个舍己的爱。
We must understand that His love is a great love, is a self-sacrificial love.
但是同时我们也必须明白一件事，耶稣的爱不单只是一个舍己的爱。
But at the same time, we must also understand His love is not only a self-sacrificial love.
耶稣的爱事实上也是个大能的爱。
His love is also all-powerful love.
因为耶稣就从死里复活。
For He resurrected from the dead.
我知道我们很多时候我们很爱我们的孩子。
We know a lot of times we love our children.
但是呢，我们是无力的爱，对不对？
But our love is without power.
我们很爱他们。
We love them dearly.
巴不得替他生病。
To the extent that we would suffer for them.
替他读书。
Or we would study for them.
甚至愿意替他考试。
Or we would take the test for them.
但是你发现你爱他，你不能真正的能够改变他。
But you will find that no matter how much you love him, that you cannot change him.
所以你看那个每次讲教养儿童的时候，哇，那个参加人多的比主学都多。
Whenever we talk about how to teach a child, or there's so many people attending.
表示大家问题很多。
It shows that there are a lot of problems.
但是除非你明白一件事情。
It shows that there are a lot of questions unless you understand this.
除非你的孩子的改变是必须靠上帝的大能，你的孩子不会改变的。
Unless it's by the will of God, when your child changes,
你单单爱他们, 对他没有什么大的效果。
You can love them, but your love does not have much impact on them.
但耶稣基督从死里复活,
but Jesus, he resurrected from the dead.
你大能显就是神的儿子。
And he demonstrated that he is the Son of God.
才把圣灵保惠师来到我们生命当中，把我们整个人改变过来。
And he sent the Holy Spirit, the counselor to in our life, to change our lives.
把我们这个生命全然转换一新。
And he changed our lives completely.
这是他的事工。
And this is his work.
然后我们到了24节，才又听到圣经这样说，于是耶稣对门徒说。
And then 24, we hear that then Jesus said to his disciples,
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己背起他的十字架跟从我。
If anyone will come after me, but he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
除非耶稣事工。 是不但是受死，而且是复活的时候，被十字架只是一个折磨跟受苦。
His ministry is to suffer and to die, but to bear the cross, but it's part of is that suffering, is that tribute trial.
我为什么今天我们基督徒可以背着十字架，我们来跟随我们的主？
As Christians, how do we bear our cross and follow Him?
因为耶稣基督的爱不但是舍己的爱，让你感动。 耶稣基督的爱是大能的爱，使我们有盼望。
And for His love is not just a self-sacrificial love that touches upon you, but it is an all-powerful love that changes you.
因为耶稣基督的爱乃是 And
His love is a love that changes our lives.
所以摩马书告诉我们说, 神的爱, 借着圣灵把神的爱厚厚涂抹在我们身上。
And in Romans it says that God has graciously poured out His love to us.
所以我们背十字架的时候, 我们却有喜乐在往前走。
And when we have His love, then we have hope and joy to move on forward.
讲到这背十字架的时候，我要再重复讲一个例子。
When we talk about the cross, let me repeat and give another example.
很多时候，我们每个人觉得十字架道路好不好走？
Is the way of the cross easy to walk?
那不好走，为什么会不好走？
If it's not easy, then why is it not easy?
那圣经为什么用十字架来形容我们在走的道路？
And what does the Bible use to describe this way of the cross to us?
我们注意一件事情,
Let's do this.
当你背十字架的目的是做什么?
What is the purpose of bearing your cross?
啊, 当然, 假如你是古利难人西门是被, 你背别人死, 我知道了。
If you're Simon, the person who bore the cross, you're bearing it for someone else.
但是耶稣是说不是背别人十字架,
but Jesus says not to bear someone else's cross, but bear your own cross.
你知道十字架有几个特点?
You know, there are several important characteristics of the cross.
它一定比你长,
it's definitely longer than you.
啊, 还是比你短,
or is it shorter than you?
一定比你长, 你知道钉十字架一定是比你长的,
the cross for sure will be longer than you. Will be taller than you.
那你十字架为什么难背?
And why is it difficult to bear this cross?
你有没有背过那种竹竿比你长的竹竿?
Have you ever tried to carry a bamboo rod that's long taller than you?
啊, 除非你那个平衡很好, 你是很难背得好的。
Unless you have very good balance, it's very difficult to carry it well.
跟十字架因为有个横的, 有个直的, 所以没有办法平衡。
So because cross has a horizontal and a long vertical piece, it's not hard to balance.
因为它前面跟后面是不平衡的。
Because the front and back are imbalanced.
所以你只能怎么样? 背在肩头上, 拖着走, 有没有?
You can only put it upon your shoulder and carry it that way.
你们想到, 你想到这个图画没有?
Can you imagine this picture?
你是背在这里, 你拖着走, 为什么会拖着走?
And if you put it here on your shoulder and you bear it moving forward, why do you drag it?
因为它比你长嘛。
Because it's taller than you.
那既然是拖着走, 它跟地就会产生什么? 一定会有摩擦力。
If you're dragging, of course, you know, there will be friction because it's dragging along the ground.
所以你把这想通了，就知道为什么十字架的意义，为什么难背的原因。
And if you think about this, then you'll understand why is it difficult to carry the cross.
因为这个十字架永远跟属世的事情有冲突。
Because there's a conflict of this cross.
那很多基督徒是很聪明的。
A lot of Christians are very smart.
你想一下，十字架就是一个横的一个直的嘛，对不对？
The cross is a horizontal and a vertical piece.
那锯短一点也是十字架。
If you trim it a little, if you cut it shorter, it's also still a cross.
啊，你何必一定要死守规矩呢？
Why do you need to be so abide by the rules?
你就把它锯短一点。
So you cut the cross down.
你保持基督徒最少的需要做的事情。
And you keep the minimum that a Christian must do.
礼拜天有时间就聚会。
Sunday, if you have time, you'll go to the meeting.
每天吃饭一定祷告。
Every day you will pray for before you eat.
有困难一定告诉耶稣。
And when you have a difficulty, you'll definitely pray to our Lord.
奉献口袋剩下的就奉献一点。
And when you offer whatever is left in your pocket, you will offer.
绝对不否认主名。
But you definitely will not deny His name.
填表说你是不是基督徒，一定说我是。
And when you're filling out a form and say whether you're Christian, you say yes.
那日子也不是太难过。
And the life is not too difficult to live.
所以你看见基督徒很苦，你觉得这显真笨。
And when you look at the Christian's life, you say, they're so dumb. Why do they have suffered so much?
哎呀，圣经不是说我们要灵巧像蛇吗？
And does not the Bible say that we should be wise as snakes?
这些人就是不够灵巧。
And these people are not as wise.
像我这么灵巧的人。
And not as wise as me.
你看我又一边做基督徒，一边又名利什么都有。
And on one side I'm a Christian, on the other hand I have everything else.
你看我名利都有，那上帝都有荣耀啊。
And if I see I have everything else, then doesn't that bring glory to God?
啊，你也劝人家说哈，我们要做一个成功的基督徒。
And you also hear other people say that we need to be a successful Christian.
而且你也找到的，亚伯拉罕啊、约伯啦那些有钱人做你的支柱。
And you also find these other people like Abraham, Jacob to be your support.
啊，神要赐恩给我们呐。
And that God wants to bless us.
啊，重要秘诀就是。 要把那个十字架比你身体更长就可以了。
The whole point is the secret is not to carry bear a cross that's taller than you. That's longer.
这是什么时代的？老是跟世界有冲突，真是没有见证啊。
What kind of time is this? We don't need to be at conflict with the world. That's not a good testimony.
啊，锯短一点吧。
We need to cut the cross down a little.
就你轻轻松松背着十字架过了一生。
And then so you bear the cross, a light cross for your entire life.
可是最后你就发现一件事情。
But at the end, you will find out.
当你要到奖赏之地的时候
，That tell the one day when you're to receive your reward，
就发现你在人世间所走的地方，跟那奖赏地方中间有个深渊限定。
And you will find that that there's a huge gap between where you are and where you want to be。
那些背着十字架走一辈子的人，把那十字架倒下去，刚好一条路，把那个。
So when the person who bore the cross their entire life, he puts down the cross and the cross paves the way。
刚好他可以走过去。
And the cross just fits this entire gap perfectly, and he can walk across.
你一放下去呢
？But when you put it down,
下去了。
The cross falls off.
你就看人家得奖赏。
You will see others receive their reward.
你明白这个道理吗
？Do you understand?
所以有一首诗歌讲得很好，可以换公义冠冕，有没有？十字架可以换公义的冠冕。
There's a hymn that says you can trade your cross for a glorious crown.
可是你到底你这个十字架要不要锯？你什么从什么地方你会决定你要不要锯它？你想要不要跟谁
？And from which point do you decide whether or not you need to cut the cross down smaller, and whether or not you need to follow?
那是你明白耶稣基督的受死是什么意思
？It's the point where you must understand the meaning of his death.
你明白耶稣基督复活大能是什么意思
？And you must understand the meaning and the power of the power of his salvation, the resurrection.
但是除非你认识耶稣基督是神道成肉身的话。你不会明白耶稣就是受死。
Unless you understand that he is the word that became flesh, you will not understand his death.
你不明白耶稣受死跟复活，你也不会背十字架。
And if you do not understand his death and resurrection, you will not bear the cross.
那将来你根本就不可能与耶稣一起得荣耀。
And in the future, in eternity, you will not receive the reward with him.
这是基督徒生命的三部曲。
So these are the three steps of a Christian life.
最基本知道说到底耶稣基督是谁。
The very basic is we must understand who Jesus Christ is.
当我们明白耶稣就是谁以后，我们生命就跟着就被改变。
Once we understand what who he is, then our lives will be changed.
所以我们可以背十字架。
And then we can bear the cross.
所以基督徒生命到底有什么样的一个大大的不同呢
？What is the difference of a Christian life?
因为耶稣基督的十字架
，bear his cross，
带来了我们将来复活的荣耀。
His cross brings to us the glory of the resurrection in the future.
我们可以背十字架，因为我们生命被改变。
We can bear the cross because our lives has changed.
也就是说，我们不是咸鱼，是咸水鱼。
We're not salted fish. We're saltwater fish.
你知道咸鱼跟咸水鱼有没有差别
？Do you know what the difference between a salted fish and a saltwater fish?
环境是一样的。
The environment is the same.
都在咸水里面。
They all are in salt water.
那我就问你，咸鱼跟咸水鱼的差别在哪里
？What's the difference between a salted fish and a saltwater fish？
啊，咸鱼的肉是什么？是
？The salted fish, what's the？
是咸的还是淡的
？The flesh is a salty.
那咸水鱼呢
？What about saltwater fish, the flesh？
啊，是咸的还是淡的
？Is it salty or is it？You know,
那为什么一个都在咸水里面，一个会是咸的，一个会是淡的呢
？Well, why is the fish one is salted, but the other one is unsalted?
你们开始知道我在讲什么东西了
？Do you know what I'm speaking of?
我们当中有多少咸鱼啊
？How many salted fish do we have here?
你看美国有多少咸鱼啊
？How many salted fish do we have in America today?
为什么
？Why?
因为没有基督复活的大能在这个人身上。
Because there's the power of his resurrection is not in their lives.
因为他不知道耶稣基督是永生神的儿子，他以为他是宗教的教主而已。
Because they don't know that he is the son of the living God, but they just think he's a religious leader.
他接受了他的教训，并却没有领受了他的生命。
They receive his teaching, but did not accept his life.
知识的层面是死的。
Knowledge on the surface is dead.
因为字句是叫人死的。
Because the law condemns man.
圣灵却叫人活。
But the Spirit brings life to man.
因为耶稣就是上帝道成肉身来到地上，所以圣灵宝会是进到每个人生命当中，实实在在改变我们的生命。
Because he is the word that became flesh, and the Holy Spirit will enter into us to change us and to teach.
我们像一朵花，我们可以抗拒地吸引力。
We're like a flower that.
Yeah, we can against gravity.
Okay, that works against gravity.
你有看过哪一朵花地吸引力一拉它掉下来了？
And if you have you seen a flower, then we pull on it, it falls down.
假如那个地心一拉会掉下来的, 那都是怎么样? 死花, 对不对?
If you pull on a flower and it falls down, then it's a dead flower.
啊, 每朵花是地心, 不管怎么拉, 它就是往上涨。
And no matter how much you try to pull down the flower, it continues to grow upward.
是的, 我们的环境不是太容易。
It is true that our environment is not easy.
这是因为太不是太容易, 所以我们成为好基督徒。
And it is for that reason, because it is not easy, that we become great Christians.
吴勇长老有一次跟我讲了个故事。
Brother Wu yeah, once told me this story.
Elder Wu, 吴勇, 他说他有一次到日本去讲道。
One day, once he went to Japan to share the gospel, to preach.
那么人家带他去参观附近的地方。
So they took him around to show him all the different places.
他就发现呢,有一些人在那钓鱼。
So he finds that there is a person there fishing.
那么那个鱼,那个水是非常湍急的。
And the water was moving very quickly.
我们人去站呢,都摇摇晃晃的。
And it's a very powerful current, and when we stand there, we'd be shaken.
他就讲这么一句话, 他问那钓鱼的人说, 这里会有鱼吗?
And so he asked the person, will there be fisher?
那些人家讲, 哦, 这里鱼是最好的。
And they said that the fisher is the best.
可是为什么呢?
And he says, why?
然后这里的鱼只有一条路走。
And he says that the fisher only has one way to go.
只能拼命游。
They can struggle and swim.
那假如他不游呢?
If they don't swim,
水这么急, 他一下就冲到那个河床底下的石头, 他们就会死的。
And if they don't swim, then they'll be trapped underneath, underneath the water and be crushed.
这样子明白这个意思吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you understand this?
很多时候我们环境是湍急的。
A lot of times our environment is torn.
但是神任我们饥,
but he allows us to be
hungry,
to be hungry and be thirsty. And this is what Moses told the Israelites.
他说40年当中我任你们饥任你们饿。
He says that in 40 years of allow you to be hungry and thirsty.
我要试验你们,
to test you.
看你们是不是遵守我的话,
to see if you will follow my word.
啊, 这是生命记第八章所讲的。
And this is in Deuteronomy chapter 8.
但上帝总是在我们, 给我们有试探的环境当中, 不会让, 总是给我们开条出路, 叫我们忍受得住。
And he often places under these trials so that we can, but gives us a way out.
以至于我们得胜了,
even till the point that we can overcome.
将来我们有足够被训练出来这个作王的这种能力与基督一同作王。
That we can be trained so that we can be king with him.
所以在马太福音的28章的时候才告诉我们说, 在有人, 我实在告诉你们, 站在你们这里, 有人在没有尝到十位前, 必见人子降临在国里。
I tell you the truth, some of you who stand here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in the kingdom.
27,
for the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels and then will reward each person according to what he has done. According to what each man has done.
我们得救是白白恩典。
Our salvation is freely given.
但是我们的奖赏却按照我们在神面前所做的功。
But our reward is based on what we have done.
我们看一下, 哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们从第十节来看到第十五节。
10 to 15.
我们很快就结束。 好,我照神所给我的恩, 好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎么在上面建造，因为那已经立好了根基就是耶稣基督。此外，没有人能立别的根基，若有人用金银宝石、草木猴楔在这根基上建造，个人工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。 人在这根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若烧了，他就要受亏损。 自己却要得救，虽然得救，仍像从火里经过一样。
By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stone, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames.
也就是将来我们在神面前，我们是怎样的荣耀，跟你在今天你在神面前你是如何做工有关系。
And in other words, in the future, in eternity, how we will receive glory is the same as according to how we have lived today.
所以你要知道耶稣就是谁。
So you must know who Jesus Christ is.
所以耶稣今天也在问一个问题，你说我是谁？
And Jesus also today asks you, who do you say I am?
时间的长短并不代表你对基督的了解会比较深。
Time does not change how well you know Jesus.
很多时候我们感受到上帝的孤单。
Sometimes we can feel his loneliness.
你看耶稣基督降生的时候，降生在马槽的里面。
When he was born, he was born into a manger.
耶稣在地上行走的时候没有枕头的地方。
When he was on earth, he had no place to lay down his head.
耶稣被钉死的时候赤裸裸的被钉在十字架上。
When he was crucified on the cross, he was naked.
耶稣所要死所要的一件东西就是你真正认识他是谁。
The only thing he wants is for you to know who he is.
因为他是基督是永生神的儿子。
For he is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
当你真认识他的以后你一定会背起十字架跟随他。
Once you truly know him, you will bear the cross, his cross and follow him.
在将来当中，我们既与他一同受苦，我们也一定会与他一同得荣耀。
If we were to suffer with him, one day we shall also receive glory with him.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his word.
我们祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
恩典的主，我们知道我们所讲的是有限的。
Lord, we know that our words are limited.
但是你的话语发出不会突然挽回。
But your words is freely given.
主啊，我们相信你要改变我们的生命。
We know that you want to change us.
你要让我们这一些人在面前深深知道我们的主是谁。
You want all of us to truly know who you are.
让我们经历你的大爱是何等长阔高深。
You want us to know how high and wide and deep your love is.
而且看见你的爱当中满有的大的能力。
And to see how powerful your love is.
因为你要将我们生命改变。
For you want our lives to be changed.
好像这群人可以背十字架来跟随。
You want us to bear our cross and follow.
因为你已经改变我们的生命。
For you've changed our lives.
让我们一生尽忠爱你，直到见你的面。
So that we can one day love you until the day we see you.
那时你要叫我们称我们是忠心良善有见识的仆人。
And then that day you will call us to be a faithful and good servant.
因为我们一生要服侍你。
For we are to serve you our entire lives.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
Thank
you. In our Lord Jesus' name, Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.